Andrew, how much of a privilege is it to be involved in this reconciliation action plan?
Yeah, it is an absolute privilege. It's great to see a lot of people turn out today, and also I had my family come down, and the kids are up there as well. And I think it's just an amazing thing to be a part of.
How would you like the club's change for the better, Andrew?
I think we're taking some steps in the right direction. I think the transition of AFL players, Indigenous AFL players, into the system. I think that's something that the whole of AFL can really work on. I think we're taking the steps in the right direction now. So we've got Clem here, and I think his transition here at Carlton's going to plan, and I think we're just going to continue it and learn about their culture and their people.
How far has it got to go?
Obviously, I think it's got a little bit to go within the AFL. I think in terms of the awareness and learning about the Indigenous culture. I think that's more Australia in general, but I think the AFL are doing everything right and putting a reconciliation action plan in place.
Is that something about, when you say it's got a bit to go, is that in terms of players on the field or things like that, or is it a league-wide thing?
No, I don't think it's a player thing. I think it's just more, like I said, it's more of an awareness thing and really taking the time to learn about the culture and players' backgrounds.
The club's been crawled by a series of injuries throughout the season. It's fantastic they've got a bit of a selection headache at the table this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. We've got Bryce Gibbs coming back, which is fantastic for the club, and Big Rowie's coming back, which is nice, and might make Big Michael over here a bit nervous, but it is. It's a good problem to have. I think our last three or four games have been really impressive, and we've got some form in the VFL as well.
Are you hopeful of returning this week?
Yeah. So I've got training tomorrow again, and just put myself through the paces and hopefully put myself up for selection.
Just how difficult has this season been for you? Because it's just been so interrupted, and you've obviously been watching on from the sidelines hoping to help out the team.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I think, I've been out 5 weeks now, but I missed a good chunk of pre-season, which is obviously frustrating and makes it hard to get some consistency in. But I'm putting everything in place now to make sure I can get back and play some good footy before the end of the year.
A bit was made about the Jay Schultz incident on the weekend. Are you as players confused as the media as well in terms of how to read those sort of tackles?
Well, we've got Gibbsy back this week, so that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Are you concerned when you go to tackle, though, that you're not sure how to structure your tackles to avoid that sort of punishment that Bryce got as opposed to what Jay got?
Yeah, I think you've just got to go out. Everyone's taught to tackle a certain way, and I think it comes from your junior days. I think Jay would have been taught to tackle the same as Gibbsy. So, I mean, it's just that's how the rules interpreted now, so we've got to stick to it.
Difficult question to ask. I know you both are contracted for next season, but when you hear the club, discuss terms like rebuild and that sort of thing, does it make you feel a little bit apprehensive inside?
Personally, it doesn't. I'm a big believer that the football club's much, much bigger than any individual. And the football club, when it comes down to it, is going to want to keep great individuals around. So if you're playing good footy, doing the best to further this club, then you're going to be at the Carlton Football Club. If that's not the case, then unfortunately that's the nature of the business. But the club's going to be here a lot longer after Walks and I have both left and after every player's left. So anything that benefits the footy club, I'm all for.
On the flip side, can you use it as a bit of a motivational tool?
I think if you're using the fear of not being here next year for motivation, you've probably got your eggs in the wrong basket. Your motivation is simply to win games of footy for the footy club and for the fans. For the coaches and for the blokes you run out next to every week, so that's the only motivation you need.
Would you pick Andrew this week? Is he looking alright?
If he's fit and puts his hand up, I'd love to play with Walks. Done so for 8 years, and we're a better side when we're running up the race and he's with us.
Just your thoughts on that whole rebuild thing, Walks?
I think Mick really touched on it there. If you are running out there with the fear of, thinking you're going to be moved on, you are here for the wrong reasons. And I guess you just got to continue playing good football. I've been here for 12 years, and not once has that sort of fazed me, those comments. So I just go out there, I train as hard as I can each week and try and put myself up for selection and not let those sort of things worry me.
Beautiful. Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.